Yeah, we played
didn't
well.
Didn't coming back again.
Well, it's the goals we lost. We're only happy about it. We're not winning the first header was bad enough, and then the missed clearance. I think Big Callum should have headed it after that, but he missed his header, and then it allowed the boy to have a shot in. So, you know, because we had a couple of good opportunities, I felt on the break to go 2-0 up, but when you didn't get that, they got it. Second one's another needless free kick to give away. And from there we switched off again. Many times we've done that and allowed the quick free kick to be taken, and then Swanky's hit a great shot in the corner. So you think what's happened to us up here in the past, is that just going to collapse? But what a great character they showed to come back. And I think that's the difference when you bring in people like Forbes, who was magnificent today, and Danny Granger, Page is solid. They've given everybody a wee lift from games like that. Maybe with the inexperience we'd go away first, like we had at Brechin a few weeks ago. But they showed great character, and I think that wee bit of quality after we got an equaliser, we had our tails up, and we had them under pressure. We did the right things the second half. We knocked it a wee bit longer because the wind was holding it up, and you could see Forfar were getting a bit of benefit of that in the first half. A couple of times they got through when the wind held up, so we were just trying to get a message to them rather than overplay it. You had to play it in the first half because the wind was strong, but in the second half you could play boys in behind because it was holding up, and I think the pace and that Wallace, who wasn't at his best today, but certainly Faze, you know, after getting a goal he caused them problems all day, and then when Shanks came on he caused them problems also. So it was right, we set up the team the right way today. We changed it from a back three after going 2-1 down, we changed it from a back three to a back four with Lewis Martin just sitting in front, and then going the three and the two, and then laterally when we went three, got the goal 3-2, we went 4-1-4-1. So we changed the team a couple of times in terms of shape today, and I think it paid off for us because we gave them something to think about. And you know, Ian Campbell always gives you problems down there. He's got a great left foot going the left, and my face was switched out to the right to make it a 4-1-4-1. We got a lot of joy, stopped him getting forward, and he had to go and defend against Faze, who was very lively today.
He was
quick feet, yeah. And then Shanks can play that role up front on his own. He holds it any stronger. Because Ryan was, and that's why I did the day. I left Shanks out because I wanted the two smaller players, because we didn't want to lump balls up in the air, and especially downwind, when that would have suited the two big centre halves to Forfar. But we got in behind them, and you could see for the first goal we got in behind them and left them for dead with the pace. And I don't know if Faze meant it, but if he did, it was a clever bit of play. But I thought Falkenham was better today than he's been for a few weeks. I know the reasons why, but I'll keep that to myself. And I think we looked at it solid. But for me, I think you can see East Fife and today, two difficult fixtures. Remember, we've been away from home for four games now, you know, and been tough. We should have won at Brechin as well, but as I say, these are tough places to come. We went to East Fife, we looked really solid with the new boys coming in. I thought we did that today, though I'm still a little bit paved with the goals that we gave away. But if you score four, if you take that every week, you then mind gaining a couple of weeks. I wish you would work a wee bit harder.
It's been a while for Faze to sort of make an impact.
He's been a young boy coming off of Saint-Tropez to Dunfermline, let's be honest about it. It's going to take you a wee while to settle down, you know. And he was just a young kid, but we've seen something in him. But he had to get adapted to Scottish football, he had to adapt to the lifestyle. I think the key for us was getting him out of Edinburgh. He was sharing with Big Michael, who was another foreigner, so it wasn't ideal. But he's come in into the Dunfermline area, and he's mixed better with the boys. He's learning, picking up good habits and some bad habits for them. We're only going to that. But I thought, you know, always seen something of him in the training and in the games, and then when we decided to give him his full debut at Stenismuir, he repaid us with a goal and a great performance today. You know, he was missing for a couple of games last week. I just left him at East Fife with the new boys coming in. But he'll do a good turn for the club. He's only still
a
young boy.
How old is he?
I think he's 21. So And he had his 21st no long ago, didn't he? So
lots more to come
for him, but he's a constant threat, and he's quick and he's sharp, and he showed the inexperience. I thought first half he could have laid Forbes was right through, and he took it himself. He knows he should have laid it in. I thought he was always on his toes, worked hard for the team today, and by the way, he won a few balls in the air for such a slight small lad. He's got a good spring in him, so he did well. But we've got, you know, they'll do their confidence well, and we've got some boys there that we've got a good squad. It's the first time today, and I explained to them yesterday, I've got the first time today I've left out about, when you see the players that have been left out, never mind stripped, you know, you've got to balance up the, and then these boys have just, it's competition for places, and it's also great that I can, you know, maybe when we get down and get this place consolidated, I can maybe play different teams to keep them fresh when the playoffs come round, and that's the idea. Let's get the next three or four games, go for it, and if we consolidate that we're going to be in the playoffs, then I can give one or two of them a good rest in the last few matches before. So that we're ready for the player, but we're not there yet. No. So we'll just do what's needed first, and that is to keep winning, make it hard. I think the teams below us today have lost points, so it's another step towards it. So we've got two home games now. Bro showed you there, no any. When you go to Stranraer and get, I think they got a point today, didn't they, at Stranraer? And here's always tough, but if we play like we can play, yeah, we'll give teams a tough time.
How was Andy Gray?
He took a foot knock in the first half and he felt it half time, so he says, I'll go out and try it. And you could see right away he was huffling, so you know, Hubby came on and repaid us with a great goal and played well when he came on. So that's the competition for places. We've got a good strong squad, and you know, Thomas started to get back to his best for him, and like Youngie and Alan Smith just coming back for a virus, and they'll get some training and games this week that'll help them, because they'll all be needed in the running. They'll all be needed, because it's good to freshen up. It's always good for the team to freshen up. So you know, I said today, even if we won, didn't guarantee it'd be the same thing next week, but so that's what you want. I want to be in a situation where every player that's in the first team pool would go in and know we can decide, and that's what you want, and I think we're getting that.
All right. Home next
week,
United, the team done well against so far.
Yeah, we've done well, but it means nothing. That's gone. We've got the points. We've got to go into it knowing that if we win and then can carry it on to the Tuesday night and get a result. You know, the games are running out for teams to catch us in the top four. That's what our aim is, and then gear ourselves up to the playoffs. But they took another giant step, because this is never an easy place, and you know, but that surface should suit us. I think if you look at the game overall today, I know they got their goals for balls into the box, and they're quite a bit of thinking that we got sloppy, but if you look at the general play overall, I think you can see that the boys coming in have made us a lot stronger and a lot more solid. I felt we were always a better team today.
Change of fortunes next week, since Forfar been our bogey team the last couple of years. You mean that for United as well?
Yeah, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed we're still there, but every game's hard. You can never, in this league, anybody's capable of beating each other or making drop points. We've dropped points to teams at the bottom, but hopefully the three boys coming in, that will not happen too often now between now and the playoffs, and then we can gear it all towards giving it our best shot to whoever we play. You know, you've got a game first to face with one of the teams in your league. If you finish in the first, second or third, fourth team's got to play, but you've got to play them sometime anyway, so it doesn't matter, as long as we make the playoffs and then give it our best shot. And we've certainly built a team, I think, with the boys coming in, that will get us there, and we've certainly got a strong squad.
Thanks, Paul.